For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Spring Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday afternoon, April the 19th, 2019. Deborah Vales is the speaker of the service, teaching on deliverance and healing from homosexuality and all sexual sins.
Deborah's going to come now and lead us in prayer and give us some good, solid teaching. And if you feel like shouting out there a little bit, well, just jump up and shout, because she can bring that in. I'm going to tell you, she can bring that in. Deborah, I know. You're sitting there shaking your head. Well, I'll tell you, it's time to shout.
Amen.
You know, it is time to shout.
Well, bless the Lord. Amen. So, we do need to shout. You know, I love that. Every time I get a chance to praise God, I'm going to do it. And I've learned not to let anybody stop me or take my freedom and liberty, because the Bible says, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So if you're really free, you shouldn't let it fly, right? Praise the Lord. Amen. So we do thank God for being here this afternoon. I honor the Lord and thank God for Brother Merle. Brother Merle, I do want to pray for you before we leave this session. I wanted to do that earlier, but we're definitely going to do it before we leave the session. Amen. We do thank God for Brother Merle.
Amen.
Come on. And we do miss him when he's not here. Praise the Lord. But we're honored that he's with us. Praise the Lord. And we're going to go further. So let's do something a little different. Let's stand up. And I'm going to open up in prayer. And then we're going to go further. Okay? Hallelujah. Father God, we want to thank you for this time, this session, Lord God. And Father, as we go into your word this afternoon, Lord God, I just ask, God, that you would just help us to be sensitive to what you want us to receive today, Father God, that we'll be open to receive from you. And we bind the enemy on every side right now. We muzzle, gag him now in the name of Jesus. We take authority over the enemy, because you've given us authority over all the power of the enemy, Father God. So we thank you, Lord God, that Satan is bound, muzzled, and if he is manifested or manifests in this place, he will be eradicated, because we came, God, so that you would set us free. So Father, we thank you for liberty. We thank you, Father God, for the power of the Holy Ghost. And we loose the Holy Ghost in here today to have his will and have his way. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, in advance for that that you are going to do. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, God, for the word that has already gone forth, Father God. And Lord God, we thank you for that that you will continue to do throughout the duration of this camp. So Father God, we give it into your hands now, and we say, have your way, have free course in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for victory. We know, God, victory is ours, and we lay claim to it now in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. So what I'm going to talk about this afternoon, as I was asking the Lord what I was to say today, this afternoon, and he put this on my heart, we're going to talk about deliverance and healing from homosexuality and all sexual sin.
Amen.
Let that sink in.
Amen.
So we're not targeting one certain people. We're targeting sin.
Amen.
And how many of you know that the enemy's job is to try to keep us bound?
Right.
Come on now. Amen. But Jesus wants you free. And so in studying this, I don't believe that there's any subject that the Lord would allow us to talk about that's not in the house. So I believe soul ties was dealt with last night. Rejection this morning, right? And we've all been affected by rejection in one way, right? Shape, form, or fashion. And so now we're going to deal with homosexuality and all sexual sins. And this is a subject, when I looked at it, I said, now, it's one thing for me to teach this at home among the ministry that I'm over, because a lot of times I don't put messages out unless the Lord tells me. But it's another thing when you have to get up in public and it's going out, right? Because of the systems that are being set up and how the enemy is targeting Christians for telling the truth. But how many of you know if you love Jesus, you're going to tell the truth? Flat-footed. Come on. No compromise. So let me let you know today, I'm not here to play with you. Okay? I believe that one of my commissions is to cast demons out. So I don't play with them. I don't pet them. So when the Lord shows me something and I have to call it out, brother, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Look, he came over here in the front row like, okay. Anyway, so just know this today, that when the Lord says something, he means exactly what he says. And when you get free, you should not want to go back into bondage. Right? So one of the things about liberty is acknowledging if you have a problem. So as I go through this teaching this afternoon, something might hit you. As it hits you, repent. And if you manifest, we got the workers that will deal with you. Amen. Jerry, come on. She already ready with the tissue. I'm sure she's ready. Amen. I'm trying to make fun, but I'm not funny. This is serious. You know, because when I first started coming here in 2014, you know, I had some issues. But how many of you know Jesus died for your issues? Amen. And guess what? We still got some issues. Amen. But the Lord, brother, is dealing with them. Right? So every time you come, you will get delivered if you open up yourself. Ain't nobody in here ready to go to heaven just yet.
Amen. Come on, amen.
I mean, really ready. You may be ready, but are you ready? Okay, so let me say this, because I observed this today. Some of you sit in here and you think that you kind of got it all. You don't need to pray. You don't need. I didn't come for that. If you're here at this deliverance camp, you need to be delivered from something. So don't shut yourself off and think that it's somebody else, because it's you. Come on. Amen. Let the pride down. You know, let them walls down. Let the Holy Ghost in. Because if you let him in, that's light. Jesus is light. And he comes to shed his light on the dark areas. Well, darkness can leave your life if you want it to. So let's just be open to God. And these areas, this is serious today. And there's some people in here. You need this teaching. So I'm praying that you will open up and let God be God and let him deliver you and heal you, okay? So one of the ways... So, brother, did you get the title? Did he get that? Okay, I'm going to keep going. One of the ways the enemy has held men and women in bondage for generations is through the working of flesh. Okay? Now, the works of the flesh in itself are not demons, but will open the door for Satan to get a foothold in your life. So it's not good to lie, to cheat, to to steal, to do some of the things in Galatians 5:19 through 21 for a long period of time, because what can happen? They can become demonic strongholds. So this is how people get in trouble. Okay? We get in trouble by allowing flesh to rule our lives. Okay? Many may think it's okay to name the name of Christ and also live according to the dictates of the flesh, but make excuse for staying in the state of mind that they're in. In other words, you know, there are people that live one way in church and another way at home, and they justify it. But in actuality, what happens is you can become double-minded. You know, you're living two lives, and God's not pleased with that. So we have to make up our mind. Am I going to serve God? Am I going to serve the devil? I don't think it's good to be in church and call yourself a Christian. And I'm going to say it this way. Name the name of Christ, but then still allow the enemy to wreak havoc in your life because you refuse to let the Lord do the things in your life that you need him to do.
Amen.
So we're really living in a time where we have to make up our mind, am I really going to serve God or not? Okay, that's where we are today. Okay. So God is calling for his people to live clean lives.
Amen.
Okay, separated from the world. The purpose of this teaching is to reveal in Scripture the danger of the flesh, but also give way for the Lord to bring complete deliverance and freedom from the bondage of the sins of the flesh. Okay? So I'm going to give you some scriptures dealing with sexual sins in the Bible, beginning with sexual lust and fornication. Matthew 5:28 says, but I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. So one of the areas is pornography. And men and women get caught up in pornography. So if you're looking at women or men in that way, you've already committed it in your heart. And that's a sin. Okay, there are people that are demonically tied to their computer sexually. And it is a stronghold, okay, that will lead you to a life of misery. All right? And so I'm just going to leave that there. Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Now that means you make a choice. Well, you know, God understand. No, he don't understand. He don't understand. Okay? Make a choice. Walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, remain in the Spirit, abide in the Spirit, or walk in the flesh. Make a choice. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without his body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Now let me put this in here because the Lord just told me this. That includes masturbation. Because when you masturbate, you release a chemical that you should not release, and it can cause you to get sick. Okay? So if you have that problem, guess what? God will deliver you. Okay? 1 Thessalonians 4:3-5. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. So we must learn that our vessels are to be holy and pure. Okay? Colossians 3:5. Mortify, that means put to death. Therefore, your members, which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil consumptions, and covetousness, which is idolatry.
Okay? Keep moving. 1 Peter 2:11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. Okay? That means you have a war in your mind, your will, your emotions. You'll be all in trouble. Okay? And James 1:14-15 says, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Now let me give you some scriptures on sexually immorality or sexual immorality. 1 Corinthians 5:9-11. It says, I wrote unto you in an epistle not to keep company with fornicators. I'm going to stop right there. How many of us do that? How many of us keep company with fornicators? Well, Bebe's my sister, and she's your sister, but be careful if she's doing things wrong, you know. You may have to limit your company. Mm-hmm. Let me break it down to you like this right here, okay? I have family members that are not saved. I have some that shack. When I go to their town, I don't live with them. I don't stay with them. I don't. They're not married. I don't want those spirits trafficking around me. I love my family. But there are boundaries that I had to set, and some of my family didn't like that. What you mean you can't stay with me? Just what I said. Baby, I love you, but I'll stay in a hotel. Because if I stay with you, what I'm saying is, what you're doing is right, and it's wrong. Okay. I know people don't like this, but it is the truth. It's the truth. 1 Corinthians 5:9-11. It's black and white word, but it's good anyway. Okay. Yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must ye needs go out of the world. But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner. With such an one, know not to eat. So that does include people in the church.
And the sisters too. It says brothers.
That's exactly, brothers and sisters. That's exactly right. And you can understand why a lot of this ain't taught in the church.
Big titles would leave.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to read this in a different version. I think this is an English Standard Version. The same scripture I just read. It says, I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people. Not at all. Meaning the sexual immoral of this world. Or the greedy and swindlers. Or idolaters. Since then, you would need to go out of the world. But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed, or is an idolater, reviler, drunkard, or swindler, not even to eat with such a one. That means fellowshipping, having meals, and all that type of thing. Okay? 1 Thessalonians 4:3-7. 1 Thessalonians 4:3-7. It says, God's will is for you to be holy, so stay away from all sexual sin. Then each of you will control his own body and live in honor, in holiness and honor, not in lustful passion like the pagans who do not know God and his ways. Never harm or cheat a Christian brother in this matter by violating his wife, for the Lord avenges all such sins. as we have solemnly warned you before, God has called us to live holy lives, not impure lives. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Now I'm going to read this one in the Amplified, okay? I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you. So now there are some things that I'm going to give you some reasons why, and I'm going to use a term like this, gay and all sexual sin is not okay. All right? Now the reference I'm using for this is from the book 101 Reasons Gay and All Sexual Sins is Not of God. Okay? And that's by Dr. Jackie L. Green. Number one, God is not gay, and all mankind are made in His image, according to Genesis 1 and 26. Number two, Jesus is not gay because He is fully God and fully man. Galatians 4, 4 and 5. And let me just stop and say this right here. You do know that they're teaching in schools now, giving children as young as 4 and 5 years old the choice to choose their gender. And how does a 4 or 5 year old know about gender when there are only two genders, male and female? But they're teaching this, and they don't want us to tell about it. But we have to tell the truth. That's why, you know, I had to really pray. I've been under a lot of warfare this week, battling. But how many of you know we win? And I'm going to talk about that tomorrow night. We win. Not we are winning, or we're going, we win. I wish I could go there now, but I won't. All right. Number three, the Holy Spirit is not gay because He is the Spirit of truth, John 16 and 13. Number four, all that God made was good and nothing He made was evil, Genesis 1 and 31. Number five, God blessed all His creation, not Satan's creation, Genesis 1, 17 through 28. Okay, where am I at? Six? I think seven. Mankind is fearfully and wonderfully made by God. That's Psalms 139, verses 14 through 16. Let me give you one more. God is holy, and we are to be holy, according to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. All right. Let me give you a few more here. Mankind is created a little lower than the angels, according to Psalm 8 and 4. God made male and female, Genesis 5 and 2. Let me give you this. Two by two, male and female, Noah brought the animals into the ark. Now, we know that animals know their gender, and they stick to it. You're not going to see two male cats and two female cats together. You will not see it. But why is it that we have digressed so? I'm saying it. I know this is really, but it's true. God loves all people. Come on. And we love everybody. It's the sin that's getting us in trouble. And that is what we must preach about.
Amen.
Compel men and women of God to come out of sin. Mankind is the only creation that rejects gender, Romans 1 and 26. Same-sex unions are not holy matrimony. They are civil. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. It's not holy matrimony. Okay? Alternatives to marriage do not glorify God. Hebrews 13 and 4. Holy matrimony is the foundation for a holy family. Okay? Ephesians 5, 22 through 33. I don't have time to read all these scriptures. I wish I did, but I don't. So, God ordained the husband, male, and wife, female. Matthew's 19, verses 4 through 6. Christ is the head of the husband is the head of the wife, and the parents are the head of the children. Ephesians 5, 22 through 33. And also Ephesians 6, chapters 1 through 4. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, I really don't watch a lot of TV. And I really don't. It's just too much, really, all of this. Same-sex stuff is really on television. It's so infiltrated into our system. If you're not careful, you'll see it, and you just accept it. And it's really grieving to me, Brother Roy. It's really grieving to see families, two males with two children. And, I mean, it is in our face. And yes, we have to deal. Yes, we have to know how to minister to people. I believe that. I believe with the council. But I'm telling you, we are in trouble. The church is seriously in trouble. And this is why I believe that God has given us the reprieve he has with everything that's going on, as chaotic as it looks. God is in control, and what we must do, we must really make sure we stay in a place of prayer, because in a few years down the road, I'm telling you, this world is going to take another turn.
Amen.
And what will we do if we're not ready where God wants us to be? What will the church do in just a few years from now? I'm telling you, people of God, we must look at where we are and really get in a place with God. And we have to pray for our children. We have to pray for them. They are under a thumb that I've never seen before. 20 years ago, we wouldn't have even been talking about this right now. But look at where we are, Brother Merle. When my sister, you know, she mentioned about the children. We have to pray for our young boys, our young girls, and we have to instill in them godly principles. Hallelujah. Because when they go to school, if they go to public school, they're facing things we've never faced before at a young age. So we must instill into them godly principles without compromise. Okay? Be careful what your eyes watch and gaze upon, according to Job 31 and 1. Be careful what you take into your eye gate. I don't care if it's television, if it's out on the street, be careful what you take in. Everything you take in is not holy. And you know what will happen? It's almost like your mind will stamp that thing. And before you know it, if it's unholy, at the most inopportune time, it's coming back. And then you have to visit it. So be careful what you take in. Okay? The spirit of sexual perversion will destroy a nation, according to Psalm 51 and 10. And David was on a downward spiral before the prophet Nathan went to him, because he committed adultery, then he tried to lie, tried to cover up what he did. Then when things didn't go his way, he had the man killed and then thought, I'm home free. But he wasn't. And God had to send a prophet to him to let him know, look, man, you done wrong. How? Well, what you going to do? You going to get right or what? And guess what? Sometimes God has to do us the same way. Send the prophet into the camp to let us know what we're doing wrong. That's the word of God, and that's the love of God letting us know, listen, I want you to repent. Amen. And God is wanting us to repent and get our lives right with Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Works of the flesh birth forth immorality. That's Galatians 5, 19 through 21. Our bodies should be the temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. God forbids lying with the same sex, according to Romans 1, 24 through 28. Let me tell you something about social media. Because I'm on social media. I got booted off a while back. I got booted off for praying. I prayed, and we had a prayer, and I did this prayer on the shutdown, being shut down. I got shut down. Literally, they shut me down for praying. Okay? So, just understand, I'm being watched. I don't know how long I'll be out there, but the Lord told me, as long as I give you the avenue, I want you to preach my word. And I do it. I do it because the time is late. The hour is growing dark. And the Bible tells us to work while it's day. Night is coming. There will come a time when we may not be able to even have this Bible. You know, we take it for granted. But I'm telling you, you better stop taking it for granted. I asked this, I think, at the last count, how many people read their Bible every day. And I do this in my church all the time. Y'all read your Bible this week? And some of them look at me kind of funny. How many of you been praying? How many of you read it? You don't have to answer me this, but do you read your Bible every day? Are you staying in the fire? I'm talking about the fire of the Holy Ghost. We need the word, not just in the Logos, Jerry, but in our spirit. I need to be able to quote this whether I have this physically or not. In other words, are you living it? See, we have to make it a practice. Okay? All right. God forbids sexual intercourse with animals. Leviticus 20, 15, and 16. I think it was Carla did a teaching on these sexual sins that lead to death. Right? And a lot of this stuff will lead to death. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So, I don't want to die. And I definitely don't want to die for doing foolishness. Okay? God forbids incest. Sex with family members. Leviticus 18, 17 through 19. Okay? God forbids tempting spouses with adultery or with, you know, doing stuff. You're married. You're committing adultery. God forbids it. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 2 through 5. Okay? I got a whole bunch of these, so y'all just bear with me. Now let's talk about some sins. Abortion. You know, when I heard about this abortion thing, and I think it was New York, said, you know, they could do abortions all the way up to the time the baby's born. I was sick. How could you do this? That precious baby back there, that's precious life. And now we have states, we have congressmen, women, whoever, passing these laws to have abortion all the way up. That's the spirit of Moloch all back over again. And it's worse now. But God is against abortion. Exodus 21, 22 through 25. And Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Someone was talking about this earlier, and the thought came to me, where's the Christian voices at? How come we're sitting at ease in Zion? Something's not right. Why are we allowing these things to go on in these states and cities and counties? And how did it get past that far? Come just letting things by? Something's wrong. And I know we love life, but I'm talking about as a whole. There's something wrong. So we must repent. We have to repent for this. We have to ask God, forgive us. Come on, somebody. Forgive us for abortion. Forgive us for homosexuality being passed. Come on. Forgive us for alternate lifestyles. Forgive us for racism. And hey, I could go on and on. We got to repent. Hallelujah. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Not abstaining from all appearance of evil. 1 Thessalonians 5:22. You know, I think about the older days when the church was strict and all this stuff here. And we, you know, I know a lot of legalism. We know that. But you know what? When I think about it way back then, yeah, it was a lot of legalism. It was a lot of, but we didn't see all this foolishness that we see because people prayed. They kept you on them altars. They kept us young people in church. And it wasn't a choice. It wasn't a thing of, well, maybe I'll go, maybe I won't. No, you went. They, you didn't have no choice. Come on now. Anybody brought up like that? Yeah, I was. And I'm going to tell you something. I appreciate it. I appreciate the fact that even though, brother, my mother was not saved, she said, you're not doing that stuff out there. And she wasn't saved because she knew what she went through. And she didn't want us to go the same way. Somebody had to tell me no. And I'm thankful today for the no. I'm thankful that somebody cared enough about this girl to say, you will be in church. Oh my God. Come on, somebody. I'm thankful. Yes. I'm thankful that they said, no, you're not going to the parties. Amen. Well, Mary Lou going to the party and Boo Boo going to the party. How come I can't go? No. I'm thankful. Amen. Amen. Even some church things, they would tell me no because they weren't godly. Yeah. Yeah. Everything that goes on in the church ain't godly. You got to have some discernment. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You see, I have a grandson. Matter of fact, all my grandchildren are prophetic. But I have one that the hand of God is on his life. But we're keeping him. We're not exposing him. Come on. He's a little boy. He got to be a little boy. But he's got to be trained right. We ain't proselyting him. Because he gets to cutting up, I will set him down quick and he knows it. But he came to me the other day, Jerry. Thank you, Jesus. Came to church and he got on the camera and I said, oh, something looked different with Jeremiah today. He said, Apostle, I'm saved. My God. Come on now. Come on now. You see, they got to make up their own mind. He is at an age of accountability. Yes, we done brought him up from birth. But he had to get it for himself, Jerry. I said, okay. He said, no, I'm serious. My God, I am saved. I think when we ask you if you're saved, you will know it. And he knows what that means. I gave my life to Jesus. I made up my mind. I'm going to serve the Lord. Come on, somebody. And you all have to, we all have to make up our mind. I'm going to serve Jesus. I had to do that one day. I was 9 years old. And I realized I was on my way to a hell at nine. Because I wasn't saved. I realized I was on the outside looking in. And that day, Brother Burrow, I said, I ain't going to be out here no more. And I gave my life to Jesus. Now, if you've not really given your life to the Lord and recognize you are a sinner, and if Jesus were to call you, you close your eyes and not open them up on this side, where will you spend eternity? you must know that you know that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. And if you don't know that, I encourage you, don't leave here without making Jesus your choice. Because it's the best choice you will ever make. Okay. A few more sins. Not acknowledging your iniquity. Jeremiah 3:13. You know, there are people that float along in church even and, you know, doing things wrong but won't acknowledge it. Just, oh, I'm fine. We must acknowledge. Right? If you're in iniquity, acknowledge it. Because then you can get some help. Arrogance. That's proud. Pride. Pride will keep you sometimes from getting help. You know, sometimes it won't come up to the altar, won't come for prayer. I know, I'm fine. No. Let down your pride. Let God in. Okay? Dealing in astrology is a sin. These are sins. Okay? Backbiting. Okay, let me give you a scripture on astrology. Deuteronomy 4:19. Isaiah 47:13-14. I mentioned pride, so let me give you a scripture on that too. Pride, Mark 7:22. Romans 1:30. And then backbiting, Psalm 15:1-3. What about bitterness? Acts 8:23. Hebrews 12:15. Bitterness. Now, bitterness is something that can really lead us into trouble, really get us in trouble, because it could turn into cancer and all that stuff there. It's like unforgiveness. You know, these little things here, you don't want these sins in your life. We talked about, you know, all sexual sin. And sin can lead us to hell. So we don't want these things in our lives. Okay. Refusing to hear God's servant. How many times have people heard the word of God but rejected it? 1 John 4:6. It's dangerous to hear God's word. The Bible said, don't harden your heart. If you hear him and you know conviction is there, it's my prayer that you will heed to the conviction, repent, and let God do in you what he wants to do. Okay. Another sin, not correcting or disciplining our children. Proverbs 13:24. We must discipline. You discipline right, not with abusiveness. Because the Lord will really give us how to discipline our children. You know, He will teach you how to do that. Not in anger. You know, don't never strike a child in anger. Don't do anything like that. Okay. Hallelujah. Not living by faith. We're talking about sins. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. That's trusting God. Okay? Romans 1:17 and Hebrews 10:38. I'm going to share a word with you. And then I'm going to pray. The prophetic word. Immortal, immortal, some may say. They are today. They live any kind of way with sexual fantasies and immoral lusts, lustful desires. But I say to you today, an immortal you are not. Death will surely come for you, and separation from me will be unless you turn from your wicked ways and come to me. So many have a false image of me. They don't understand the love I have for them. It's true to the end, but the day of reckoning has come, and now they must turn from the lifestyle of perversion. My word is clear in Colossians 3:5. You must put to death your earthly desires of sexual immorality, impurity, lustful and evil desires, and the love of the flesh, because that is not God's best for you. He says to you today, set your mind on things above. Set your heart that his love can touch and reach and cleanse you from above. Flee from these things and be free, that you would live a life of purity and peace with me. The God of this world has deceived so many. You see, witchcraft and psychic phenomena has come. Human sacrifices and blood sacrifices are a common thing. Hidden they are, but they are real indeed. But I am about to move so mightily, for I've called many, you see, to stand up against immorality from every generation and every nation. I'm about to breathe a purifying fire to purge and burn up immorality. You may find this word hard, but very much true. For God as a Father has you, and you may find this word hard, but true. For God as a Father has to spank his children who will not obey his word. But those who will turn and trust and obey, he will in no way cast out, but they will come and live with him eternally as they turn and repent. There is a place for them in the kingdom of God. Behold, he stands at the door, and his hands are open, waiting for you to come so that you may overcome. I want to pray. Can we stand? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, Father, for your convicting power that comes to draw us to you. First of all, Lord God, we want to ask you to forgive us for all sin, past, present, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, for total cleansing in every area of our lives. The area of the mind, the will, the emotions. Hallelujah. We ask, oh God, that you cleanse even the sleep realm, dream realm. In the name of the Lord, those that, Father God, may even have been troubled in their sleep realm, we ask, Father, that you will bring a cleansing, a purifying in the name of Jesus. And Father God, those things that were provoked to unhealthiness in the sexual arena, we ask, Father, for cleansing today. All those that are bound in their mind, bound with guilt, bound with shame, Father, I ask you in the mighty name of Jesus to begin to bring deliverance in the name of the Lord. We ask God for deliverance in every area of our lives. We bind, God, all of these spirits that we talked about today. We bind impurity. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I just want you to begin to pray. And as I pray, and you know that these things are hitting, just let the Lord deal and bring them up and out in Jesus' name. So I come against all impurity right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Impure minds right now. Impure thoughts right now. Impure habits right now. Impure behaviors. Come on out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Up and out right now. Come on, up and out. Up and out right now in the name of Jesus. We come against all evil spirits right now of adultery in the name of Jesus. Whether it be through pornography in Jesus' name, fornicating spirits, come on up and out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for loosing and setting your people free. All corruptness of mind, come on out right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, those that may have been haunted, taunted with homosexuality tendencies, lesbianism, bisexualism, come on up and out right now in the name of Jesus. Whether the door was open through molestation, come on up and out right now in the name. name of Jesus. We come against all guilt, all shame right now in Jesus' name. And the spirit of pedophilia, come on, up and out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against all masturbating spirits, incest, lust, oral sex, pornography, compulsive thoughts, and compromise right now in the name of Jesus. We bind all acts of sodomy in Jesus' name, adultery, effeminacy, flirting spirits. Come on up and out right now in the name of Jesus. We bind spirits of anger. Come on out of there right now in the name of Jesus. Rage, bitterness, bondage, confusion, dread, insanity, insecurity, loss of control in Jesus' name. Come on up and out right now. Loss of trust. Come on out right now. We bind the ink of this spirit in Jesus' name. Suck up this spirit. Come on out right now in Jesus' name. Come on out of there in the name of Jesus. We bind all spirits of pride. Come on out, stubbornness. Come on out, arrogance. Come on out right now. Loose your hold right now in the mighty name of Jesus. All arrogant spirit in Jesus' name. Obstinate spirit. Disobedient spirit. Come on out right now in Jesus' mighty name. We bind rage and rebellion. Self-hate, self-idolatry, self-seduction, suppressed anger, unforgiveness, and unsound thinking. Come on out right now in the name of Jesus. In the area of molestation, we bind abuse, we bind pain, hurt, rape, sodomy, incest, violating spirits, offense, woundedness, bruises, oh my God, torment. We bind mistreatment, confusion, guilt, shame. Come on out right now. Bitterness and fear, anger and hatred in the name of Jesus. Mind control. Come on out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Incarnality. We bind fleshiness. We bind lewdness. Sensuality, worldliness, lust and lasciviousness, immorality and strife, envy and division in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bind all works of the flesh that has operated in the lives of your people. We bind all works of unrighteousness, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, envy and murder, debate and strife, deceit, malignity, disobedience, fornication. We bind all covenant-breaking spirits right now in Jesus' name. All whoremongering spirits, come on up and out right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We bind all wrath, strife, divisions again, and fear in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Okay, and we also come against spirits that will molest you in your sleep. Come on, up and out. If you've had that problem, come on, come on, come on, up and out right now. In the mind, what's brought you shame? Come on, up and out, come on, come on. Bad dreams. Come on, men having these bad dreams as well. Come on, up and out right now. Up and out right now. Come on, come on, come on, cough them out. Come on, come on. Loosen God's people. Come on, come on. Up and out. Come on, come on. Blow them out. Cough them out. Come on here. In the mighty name of Jesus. Up and out. And in your bosake. Makata in your bosata. Off their minds right now. Mind blinding spirits. Come on out of there. Right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Up and out right now. In Jesus' name. Cleanse the mind. Cleanse the dream realm. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your cleansing. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Father God, we thank you for your cleansing. We thank you for healing. Come on, come on. Some of you need to let go. Come on. Some of you need to cough these things up. Come on here. Come on, don't be ashamed. Come on. Some of you, there's things rolling around in your belly right now. You just don't want to let it go. Blow it out. Come on, cough them out. Come on here. Come on. Come on. Come on. Go. 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 Every foul spirit, go. Every witchcraft spirit, go. Every familiar spirit, assign,
in the mighty name. Go! Loose your hold in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We praise you now. Come on, up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Come on, up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Loose. Come on. Come on out of there. Come on out. Come on. Come on. Come on, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, in Jesus. I even come against, I hear this betrayal spirits. Come on up out of there right now. Where you've been betrayed, come on. Come on, you've been lied on. You must forgive and release that thing. Come on, up and out right now. Come on, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Come on. Come on, come on. Let it go right now. Forgive. Come on, come on, come on. Loosen it up. Come on here. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All hurt, wounds, come on. God, heal your people today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Up and out right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, that your word is true. Your word is holy. Your word is quick. Your word is powerful. Your word pierces the darkness. We put your word in the atmosphere right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Father, we count all that offends you our enemy. Satan, we have confessed our sins and broken all evil soul ties and curses in Jesus' name. And I even come against generational curses. Sexually, come on. We loose you from them now. We cut them cords now. We cut it now. We cut it now in the mighty name of Jesus. We take authority over it right now by the power of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. We rebuke you, devil, and we renounce all unclean living in the name of Jesus. And you will not go down into our bloodline. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus. We cover them for generation to generation, to the upseat generation, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We renounce you and your host, and we command that you leave now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. This sister right here, that right there, just took her sweater off right there. Jared, go to her back right there. I'll bind the serpentine spirit right now on her back. Yeah, right there, right there, right there. We bind that serpent. Get off of her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Leave her now. Leave her now. Leave her now in the mighty name of Jesus. We take authority over it now. We cut it from the root in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Even off her mind right now. Thank you, Jesus. I come against that Medusa demon right now off of her mind. All the snakes off of her head. Get out of her now. Hey, Bashkata Bosake. Moto Shikata. Hikaria Mosataya. Loose her now. Come on out of there. Come on out of there right now. Come on out of there right now. In the name, come on out right now. In the name of Jesus, loose her now. Let her go. Mokoto Oshikata. Mekata Bosekete. Rekariyo Boseke. Matariyo Boseke. Roto Boseke. Narabosa. Menaboseke. Mandebe Sanaya. Ekanabosataya. In the mighty name of Jesus, cut it from the root. Generations back of witchcraft. The occult spirit. Leave her now. Leave her. Come on out of there. Come on out. Come on out right now. Up and out. Up and out right now. Up and out right now. Come on out of your side. The chains around her soul. Break them, Lord. Break them now. Break the chains right now. In the mighty name of break them. That's it. Come on. Come on. Break them. Break them. Break them up. 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 In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you now. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Come on, lift them hands and praise him. Lift them hands and praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we now reclaim all ground that we've ever given over to Satan in body, mind, soul, and spirit. We rededicate all of our life to you, dear Lord. to be used by you in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to heal. That's it. Come on out. All of it. Come on out of it. In Jesus' name. We ask, oh God, that you heal us from all damage done in our spirit, soul, and body. From these sins, in Jesus' name. We thank you for healing, wholeness, and oh God, all fragmentation, soul ties, completely severed. We call our souls and spirit back to us and send them souls back to the originator. And God, cleanse and sanctify in Jesus' name. We thank you for doing it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, we choose to come out of all guilt, condemnation, and shame from all these sins in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for forgiveness, cleansing, deliverance, and healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Clap them hands. Give God glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood now. The blood that makes whole. The blood that heals. The blood that saves. The blood that gives victory. We thank you for the blood of Jesus right now. In the name of the Lord. We thank you, Father, for that that you have done here. Oh God, and that that you will continue to do. We give you praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the meal that's coming. We ask that you bless it, oh God. Sanctify it. We thank you, Father, for the workers, all the hands that prepare in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Father God, strengthen and pour back into your people, refreshing, refilling of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, if they're not filled, baptize them in the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for it, and we praise you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.